From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a deadly attack on American University in Afghanistan. At least one student has been killed, 14 wounded, when gunmen attacked the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul Wednesday. The information comes from the head of the city's hospitals, who spoke with the Reuters news service. Gunmen attacked the campus with explosions and gunfire reported inside the campus, where foreign staff and hundreds of students were trapped. Early reports were that several gunmen, some wearing suicide vests, were involved. Danish independent journalist Sune Rasmussen is there.
I think first they blew up the sort of thin wall surrounding the campus, and then they stormed inside. And there would have been, there's a lot of people who managed to escape also just when the attack happened. So probably as the security forces make their way through the campus, they clear areas and they're able to take people out or people, able to tell people to evacuate.
Waheed Majro, a spokesman for the Afghan Ministry of Public Health, told VOA that 14 wounded, include one woman, were taken to two Kabul hospitals from the scene of the attack. So far, no claims of responsibility from militant groups. It is the second time this month the university or its staff have been targeted. Two teachers and an American and an Australian remain missing after being abducted at gunpoint from a road nearby on August 7th. Turkish tanks and special forces stormed into Syria Wednesday, a sweeping military offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from its border region. About 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters also joined the cross-border operation, Ankara's most significant involvement so far in the five-year Syrian conflict. Find out more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.